I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Rebel Evan.
And this is this, that, and something dirty. This is this.
And this
That.
is that.
And there's something dirty. Episode number 3. This episode, Avalanche, on world's 8th highest mountain in Nepal, kills at least 9 climbers. 6 are missing. We'll cover this, that, and then, of course, everyone's favorite. I'm not...
dirty.
Maybe not everyone's. It's my favorite, and I count as 9 people. So.
That's as many people as died in this crash. Avalanche thing.
You know what? Didn't plan that. Happy coincidence. Anyways, the boys at the lab.
No, the boys in the lab.
We ignored them and came up with our own, which is this example, which is maybe shifting plates. RoboEvan, care to elaborate?
So, maybe, like, some sort of small shift in the Earth's plates caused some sort of small movement in the snow, but then just kind of shifted a little bit more, causing just a full-on avalanche. Like, maybe a small shift shifted the snow, which shifted the rest of the snow. That's what we think for this.
That's... No shifting snow is the definition of an avalanche, RoboEvan.
Yeah. I tried to elaborate on shifting plates, but I couldn't in my mind.
The theory from Du Bois is that possibly the climbers had some plates and, like, someone nudged them and then it caused an avalanche. Obviously, Du Bois don't know what an avalanche is. So, RoboEvan, care to elaborate on the next theoretical, hypothetical situation?
Why don't you? Because I did the last one.
Alright. Because I forgot it. RoboEvan!
I forgot it. Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah, I remember now. So also, another thing that the boys are sending me the facts. Another thing
is it,
the boys...
Are you being sent the facts through a fax?
Exactly. So, Du Bois researched into this, and there was some guy there. Real douche. Wore like a fedora. He was just a douche.
He
wore
made
like
a game.
Fedora and a t-shirt. Just
he
no
made a
reason
game.
For the fedora.
He made a game called Minecraft? God, fedoras are for jerks. Anyways, keep going.
No, like the real douchey fedora, though. Like, some fedoras are cool, but there's like the real douchey fedora where they wear it with like a fucking t-shirt and like pants.
Any
just,
fedora
just underwear.
That's not black is an awful fedora.
It's true. Very true. The mafia knew what they were doing with their fedoras. Oh, God, what was it? So, basically, this guy is just a real douchebag, and he's like, hey, guys, guess what? Bet you I can cause an avalanche just being a dick. So everyone's like, well, I kind of hope you don't do that, because that would kill us all, and 6 of us would go missing. And he's like, well, you know what?
One of
Fuck
them
you.
Was a psychic, by the way.
So this guy's like, fuck you. But also, him being a douchebag, he was also, not because he was a douchebag, but he was a douchebag, but he was also a fan of the Elder Scrolls series. So he just screamed Fushroda into the mountain, and was happy at first when things started moving, and then realized it wasn't the show, it was that he was going to die.
Yeah.
And
right.
We believe that he is one of the 6 missing.
He is also one of the 6 divines. 9 divine. The worst part is, side note, it's my mission to say they're less divines than there actually are to mess with RoboEvan, but the part is I end up forgetting how many divines there actually are.
There's
so
10
I'm like,
divines.
I believe in
doctors.
One less. I believe in one less divine than you do, RoboEvan. that's where I actually say that sometimes because I forget exactly how many there are.
Yeah.
Alright. And so... Two theories, neither of which have been introduced by Du Bois yet, because we ignored their terrible ideas. They actually thought Skyrim was a documentary, and they thought the guy might have actually been the Dragonborn. RoboEvan, do you want to give them the something dirty, the
so,
something
so, so,
they've been
so,
missing,
so
the something they want, the something they want to rub all over their bodies?
So another thing that we believe is that they were stuck. These climbers, they were stuck, and they were praying for God to come down and save them. And God came all over them. It was a giant avalanche of cum. It was a miracle.
Alright, I just want to say, now that we've given all the options, Robleven came up with that idea, and it was amazing. I dropped a sharp object, like, 8 times. And I'm in a dark room. I dropped a sharp object so many times. Trying to pick it back up from laughing. That's a good one. That's the best one. Alright. So, now we turn to you, listener. Imagine us turning towards you.
Or because the camera this is and pointing.
Audio, and you cannot see us. But imagine it. Now it's up to you to figure out what happened. What do you think happened? Was it any of those options? Or a third, fifth one, eighth, fourth one? Because we gave 3 options.
Is it the option that Duke can't count?
Also, it's just, I'm working on it. You know what? I'm taking networking classes, and all we do is count to 1. We go 0, 1, and then they're like, that's it, that's all you need to know. I literally don't count anywhere past 1 anymore.
I feel like even my little sister could figure out your networking.
It is simply just... Alright, anyways, that's a motivational talk for another R&R. Alright, so, you know... That's 3 R's. That's R-R and R...
Arg.
Alright, pirates. Could have been pirates.
We should have a pirates-theme episode where it's R.
We should. That is a good idea. Anyways, now back to the thing I was trying to say. If you have something you think could have happened, email us at pbjcast@gmail.com, and we'll read it at some point somewhere on some sort of episode. So, you know, listen to them, and we might read your... We probably will read your email. We're desperate for emails. So we'll read it. Robleven, kick him off. Sign him off. Say some things.
Twitter. Some stuff. You know the drill.
At pbj_cast. pbjcast@gmail.com is our email. pbjcast.blogspot.com. One podcast. pbj. Just pbjrr.blogspot.com. Another podcast. pbjcountercast.blogspot.com. Another podcast. Allegedly, these are on iTunes. So look for them there somewhere. Allegedly, you know, email us, Twitter. Yeah, we covered it. We're good. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo Evan.
Bye.